Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad you made time to see me. How's life? Tell me, how's your family? I haven't seen them in a while. You've been good, busier than ever, with small talk, work and the weather. Your guard is up and I know why. Because the last time you saw me, it still burned in the back of your mind. You gave me roses and I left them there to die.
Oh, Dorita, you must show you need him now. Oh, Dorita,
need us to love people.
You must show
you need him now. We need him every day and every hour.
Oh, could we
hear him? Need us to love people.
You must show you need him now. Oh, show
you need him now.
You must show
you need him now.
Oh, to
in heaven, need us to love people.
You must show
you need him now. We need him every day and every hour.
We need him in the morning. We need him in the day. We need him in the evening. Oh, yeah.
And when my heart's through us,
we need him in the
Welcome, everybody, to Journey in the Light Spiritual Radio, coming to you on a Wednesday night. And we're set to take your calls here, as for this hour, we'll have psychic medium Carol Adams here all by herself taking your calls. She'll have a longer time to speak with you. So it's a great chance to speak to Carol. Call on into the show. 347-884-8245 is the number. And then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, ask your question, okay? And to reach Carol, all of her contact information, to set up private readings, which she does all the time. In case you wondered, people ask that. The information is here on the show page, website, phone number, all that right there, okay? All right, let's go ahead and join in with Carol. Carol, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
How are you, Michael, and how are you, listeners? Thanks, Michael.
Good to have you here. It's a little unusual for just you and I.
That's
but
cute.
It's great.
We'll manage. We will manage.
Yeah.
Michael.
We'll hold down the fort. anything you want to, I guess we can go to callers. We'll probably, but anything you want to get out there, just let me know.
Well, because it is a spiritual show, I just think we just touched on the topic spirituality. So if anybody also wanted to contribute, you know, with a caller, in other words, what do they think of spirituality? What's their meaning of it? Do they embrace it on a daily basis or any type of basis, you know? What's their concept of it, since this is such a spiritual show?
Sure. So folks who are calling in, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, and we'll go to our first caller, and we'll take a little bit longer with everybody tonight since we have more time, and it's you're talking straight just to Carol, so I think that's great. Give Carol more time and you guys more time with Carol. So 270, you're the first caller. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, I'm Joy, and I'm calling from Kentucky.
Ah, how nice. Okay, Miss Joy. That's a great name. So how can I help you? First, I'll connect to you with your birthday. And why I do that, listeners, is basically because, to me, a birthday reveals a lot. It almost, if you want to say, maybe the soul picked that day, you know, and all the energy surrounding it or with it. And whatever we need to learn from it. Okay, Miss Joy, how can I help you? What's your birthday, Joy?
It is August 24th,
1980. Okie dokie. How can I help you?
I'm single now, and I would like to know if that will change for me anytime soon.
You're so young. Relax, first of all. Okay. That's cute. All right. So you want to know if anything is going to change. So what I'm really going to tap into is your energy, August 24th, 1980. So automatically I know what your zodiac sign, but I don't know this other signs in you. You know, the sign in your moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And each planet really tells me more about specifically, and I know specifically if you're August 24th, Miss Virgo, you would like to know more details, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have a great, nice birthday, so I understand why you're asking for it. Your Mars is in Libra, so you're all about partnerships, you know, and you probably don't like confrontation. So what we're seeing here is, first of all, you have an energy. We're going to go back to you. Everybody has an energy, right, Joy? A plant has an energy, you know? Every breathing element of life has an energy. And all about you is certainly partnership and, quote, the right partner. And really, tell me if I'm off anytime.
Okay.
You're not going to distract me. So far, am I connecting to your energy?
Yes.
Okay. And all about you is, quote, the right partner. You have three Virgo signs. And I notice with Virgo in general, they use that word, you know, right. And you're extremely cerebral. One important thing for you, and I'm not trying to avoid to answer you, I'm just giving a little history, is certainly somebody who's very cerebral. You need mental stimulation. I would say that's extremely important for you. Because, again, you have three Virgo signs. One Virgo is mental stimulation, but you have three. So that exaggerates it more in a good way. Your Venus is in Cancer. So probably if something doesn't work, you shut down.
Yes.
Okay. So you need what? A chisel to open you up?
Yeah.
Okay. So something, Venus in Cancer can shut down with disappointment. It doesn't mean you're going to shut down from till you're on the Social Security line with the clattering teeth and walk. You know, it just means you're going to temporarily shut down. The key with that is encouragement, encouragement and encouragement. Ideally for you, you would need a partner who certainly has a very, very, almost like streetwise energy, you know, somebody who's very smart and streetwise, and somebody who is not at all, and I underline that, not at all domineering, because with all of this, with your Aquarius moon, I think you also need some form of freedom.
Yes.
You know, to be exactly who you are and not to be placed in any box. So with your question, and I will get to the answer, Miss Joy, I just wanted to give you a little scenario of what, you know, might be ideal. Nothing in life is always going to be perfect. But we would definitely say yes, because that's your journey, partnerships. Definitely partnerships. What do you do for a living? Are you involved with people?
Actually, I have a production job.
Production job?
Yes.
In what field is that, Joy? What do you mean by that?
I do order filling for Amazon. I work in there for fulfillment center.
Oh, perfect. No, I understand. Yep, I got you. Because Virgo likes detail and numbers and putting things in order. So you're probably great at that. You have a very, you know, that's your mind, putting things in order, detail, definitely. So, but I would say within, and I, again, you and anybody who's listening, God has its own timing. We, the ego, you know, we would like to think a certain way with June 21st in 2018, you're going to meet somebody in aisle four at Trader Joe's. You know what I'm saying? But right. What I'm picking up with you, but in the real world or in God's world, it's the process of learning, and each step is a learning process. So to answer you, to give you an approximate, I would say definitely this year.
Okay.
definitely this year. Because you must have learned something from your last relationship. You had to. That's all about you. You know, and whatever you learned from it, carry it through to the next one. Do you like it to be more peaceful? Do you not like to confront?
Not at all.
Yeah, that's what I was thought of. See, Mars in Libra doesn't like to confront you and anybody else who calls. Mars is your ideal mate, the sign in it. It doesn't have to be Libra. But certain elements of quality of that sign that would be more ideal for you, again, nothing is perfect, for just maybe a harmonious relationship. Mars in Libra, Miss Joy, is all about not confronting. Peace, peace, peace. You know, you'd be on the front line of any peace march, you know, which is great. You know, probably have an aesthetic side to you, too. Appreciation of beauty, what I'm getting. Definitely appreciation of beauty. Did you ever write?
No.
Did you ever think of writing?
I have.
Okay. Because you have that quality in you. If you want it, you don't have to do it now. Whenever it, you know, resonates, maybe try it more in the nighttime when it's freer. So your thoughts can come out more freer so you don't feel boxed in. Because you do have those traits in you. You really do. So to answer you, I would say before the end of the year, somebody certainly, because you don't like confrontation, if, and that's another thing I just thought of, if in your last relationship you didn't confront, you know, you shied away from it and it didn't work out, whatever, for whatever reason, maybe the lesson for this next person is that if you're in a relationship or when you get in a relationship, it could be at work, wherever it is, because everything is a relationship, is to speak up more.
Okay.
You know, without any fear of whatever you want to call it, rejection, intimidation, whatever the word is. It is definitely to speak up more, you know, to embrace the moment of it, learn from your past, and speak up more. Because guess what, Ms. Joy? If you don't do it this time, it's going to come back again. I think God works like that. If we don't get the lesson, you know,
and it keeps repeating itself.
It keeps repeating itself. And we want to say, go away, go, but it won't. It just won't. Because I think every lesson we're trying to, not trying to, it's elevating us in a higher plateau of who we are. And that's what all this stuff is about birthdays, you and listeners. Where your birth date is showing what you were given to at birth. You didn't choose it. Computer didn't choose it. It was given to you. So because it was given to you, in other words, we want to elevate it to its highest plateau, which each sign in its planet. So the Venus in Cancer with the Mars also in Libra is very gentle soul. You're very gentle, I would say, you know, in a relationship. But maybe the key to that also is it's very gentle, but if somebody is irritating you or where you're not irritated, I would say not comfortable with something, instead of shutting down, you know how the Cancerian, the crab shuts down, is to keep opening up and just speak however you want to speak about it. You know, it could be diplomatic, direct, but just to get the message across.
Okay.
I hope that makes sense.
Yes.
And if you wanted to try it, and did you believe in affirmations?
I do.
Okay. Well, with affirmations, you could say, and I have a lot of them, by the way, in my book, The Awakening of Friendship. It's at the end of the book. You know, you could say, I will trust each moment. I will open up my heart and embrace, we'll say, each moment. Because I know I am on the right, I would use the word right, and Virgos love that word. I know that I am on the right path. I cherish the moment, and I know this moment has been given to me, and I feel good about it, and I am at peace with myself. Something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Does that have you, Emily? Do you have any other quick question before we take another caller?
If it's possible, there's one guy who I wasn't really in a relationship, and I haven't seen him for about 2 months, and I'm just wondering, will there be anything there with him?
Would you know his birthday?
Yes, it is 12/4/83.
Yeah, I'm getting already no, but let me just make sure. 12/4/83, 12, because that sign itself loves a lot of freedom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 12/4, Sag and Sag, yeah. Venus and Mars and Libra. This person loves to be in a partnership, but at the same time likes a lot of freedom in a partnership. So this person could pop up in your life again. It's easily, he could pop up. This person, he, she, whatever, could pop up again. But their energy is not that, I would say, would want to be too committed, whatever that means to you. Consistent, no. I would say, I'm picking up the message, consistent. I don't think that person would be consistent. So because you haven't seen this person, I would say probably that's his natural way. He might just pop up out of the blue. But I wouldn't have put all your eggs in his basket. I'd buy another basket to push up. Okay, Miss Joy, if you need any other help, especially with affirmations, my number is 718-637-3203. And anytime you do meet somebody, you and listeners, all I need is a birth date, and I can see the pros and the cons, what to accept and what not to accept, or simply to understand.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Miss Joy. Okay, Mr. Michael.
Okay, sorry, we're in the screening room, in and out, so let's go to our next call. 434, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Would that be me?
That's you.
My name is, okay, yeah, my name is Claire, and I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
And your birthday, Claire?
November 17, 1957.
Okay. How can I help you, Claire?
Well, I have been thinking and working a lot with the resistance to the Trump administration, and I'm still experiencing like a lot of free-floating anxiety about what's happening in our culture, in our country, and the vibe that feels like it's really shifted since the election.
Okay, and in what way? Give me an example. In what way has it shifted energetically?
Well, personally, I have a whole lot more fear. I have a whole lot more anger. I feel like we've been conned, and I feel like there is a meanness about the political process that has only intensified, and it just makes me feel insecure.
Okay. I'm not surprised you said the word insecure, because you got a couple of Scorpio signs in there, and that is sometimes that can get very insecure. I'd say pretty insecure, intensely insecure. All right, so your question is it going to shift back? Where do you want me to pinpoint?
My question is, what kind of advice do you have for me to kind of get back into feeling a lot more steady internally and with my own situation?
With your own situation. Okay,
yeah.
That is apart from political. Are you talking about now your own personal situation?
Well, you know, I think that the political is personal and vice versa. And
okay.
I feel, and I mean it in a kind of a larger context. Like, I just sort of feel like the whole atmosphere in which it feels like people aren't as valued as businesses, and I feel like there isn't that sense of social cohesion that I felt was more prominent prior to this.
Got it. Well, listen, it's a great question. You know, I'm not surprised with the question from with your birthday at all, because you got your sun sign is in Scorpio, Mercury communications is in Sagittarius. Saturn is in Sagittarius, so you're certainly a deep with a Scorpio. You're a deep thinker, and you like to look at the overall picture of life. Period. You know,
uh-huh.
In a political, spiritual way, probably as well. And you've got Venus in Capricorn, so probably you always need to feel something is going up the ladder, quality oriented, and maybe you don't feel there's quality right now. You know, in the current administration.
That's true.
You know, and 'cause you got the Capricorn, that's all about quality, and you got Jupiter in Libra. So, and your moon is in Libra. So I'm picking up with your energy, you know, you're all about certainly partnerships, you know. And in this case, the partnership is the political system for you, you know, the good and the bad of it. So how can we work with this in a grounded way, you know, in a way that you would feel better?
Right, more
with.
Productive.
Right. Okay. Do you use affirmations?
Sometimes.
Okay, maybe you don't. Do you like to use them? If you don't, forget it. You don't have to bother, you know.
I mean, for a long time, I was using affirmations when I would wake up in the morning to
mm-hmm.
set the tone or intention for my day.
I never thought of something else. You got Mars in Scorpio, so, you know, the male image is very powerful. You need, or even in a relationship, a powerful image, you know. So I think what I'm picking up, you feel jilted by this, you know. Maybe you even mistrust the whole scenario of it. So how can you go about it in a secure way and in a trusting way? And what can you learn from it? Basically, spiritually, for your own sense of security, you could certainly say, rise above it, and I can hear your voice. You're very deep. I would say you're an extremely deep thinker. And you could certainly say, I'm going to rise, I will rise above this and allow the energy to work its own way. In other words, to allow some other aspect to come. He's been in office for 100 days. Nobody knows the next 100 days after that, you know. But to trust. Do you have difficulty trusting in relationships, period?
Let's see. I feel like since I've come to Virginia, yes, in general, I feel like I've been burned a lot here. And so I do have more mistrust than I used to.
Okay.
I would say I'm more jaded.
Okay. See, no, I'm picking up all that stuff. All right. Two things. First of all, you can check into astrocartography. You can look it up. And that's great. An astrocartographer will put your birthday on the map of the United States, or if you want to do it in the world, and they will pick up where your power points are.
Well, that's how I was directed to Charlottesville.
Well, that astrocartography should be fired.
Oh, wow. Okay. He was very, very strong about me being in Charlottesville when I moved here on his advice back in 2001.
Yeah, that's too bad. No, I feel bad for you then. Because, you know, you put all your heart into it. So let's say maybe you might need somebody else. There's good and bad in any profession, as you know, but, you know, maybe you'll meet somebody else. But maybe the astrocartography is not the process of it is not up your alley. So I would be using the word trust more, because you want to get that out of your system as much as possible, you know, politically and in a personal way. And Scorpio, two Scorpio signs, you're talking political, Clinton had three Scorpio signs. So there's no surprise that she had those emails, because she didn't trust anybody. So what we can do with this is just use anything that says that I trust the moment and I know there's a higher order. Because once we get into the personal mistrust, we're not even recognizing that the plant is going to grow on its own accord. It has nothing to do with us. It has to do with a higher order of life. So if you can keep on looking, and you can do that. You have a couple of Sagittarius, which is all about looking at higher order of life. You know, that I trust the higher order of life and that I will go forward. I trust it. I trust it. I feel secure with each moment that God has given to me, however you want to word it. I feel secure. I would use those two words in a very, very conditioned way, repeating it, repeating it, repeating it. I trust and I feel secure. Because those two words are not alienated to the two Scorpio signs that you have in you, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, at all. Because all about you, because of those two signs, you're all about transformation. And maybe you don't feel that the current administration is going to transform in a positive way, you know, in an upscale way.
Right.
Right, you know, and that could go with any relationship you have as well. I think that's very much needed to you for you. You got Venus in Capricorn. You need to feel you're going up the steps, up, up, and up. So if you can, Ms. Claire, use whatever you want. I'm just giving you, you know, lump or dump what I'm saying. You know, use, but I would be using the word trust and secure. Maybe you don't even want to use an affirmation. Put those words in very bold letters so that you see it every day.
Okay.
Maybe that's better.
Okay.
Secure. I feel secure today. You don't have to go through all the spiel with the words. You know, I trust today. Because if we don't trust, we get ourselves into jeopardy, so to speak. We're going to overlook our shoulders. We're going to think the mailman is going to put a bomb. I mean, you know, we can go on and on with the mistrust. So maybe, and I think that might resonate with you, in bold letters, even in red, because red is transformation. Why not put a color that signifies transformation? Red.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, secure and trust. Also, the other message I got because of your beautiful birthday is that things can become very intense for you sometimes. You know, so humor works well. I think every emotion has an opposite, you know? Bad and good, that's not an emotion. You know where I'm coming from. But joy versus, I don't know, sadness, you know, and somehow maybe connect to more humor of life. And that's not always easy. Or maybe watch a humorous movie.
Okay.
Or remind yourself that humor exists. It's part of life. Because I would think that you probably can get pretty intense, which can be very positive because you're a deep thinker. And that's just not going to go away. That's who you are, which is great. Philosophy, spirituality, and trying to understand how life works.
That's true.
Well, You know, I would think that that's an issue with you as well. How does it work? Why does that flower grow in one direction when I plant it? I certainly didn't tell it to grow in that direction. There's certainly a divine force that gave it that energy that we have nothing to do with. So when we keep thinking like that, we're trusting, you know, not so much the plant, but the divine force that's watering it, that's nurturing it, that's giving it food for life.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you want to keep doing to you, keep nurturing you. Buy some flowers tomorrow. Buy a rose. Something light.
I bought a lot of flowers today.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's great. Yeah, that's
great. Could I ask you about something else?
Just drink some water. Yes, sure. Go ahead, Claire. One question, and then we'll move on down the row. But yes, definitely. Go ahead. You had wonderful deep
okay.
Energy.
Yeah. I've been
too. Right?
Okay. I've been dealing with a lot of health issues for the past year.
or intestines?
Actually, I've been dealing with Lyme, and it's affected pretty much every system in my body adversely.
Okay. Yes, I understand that, yes.
And I'm having trouble putting that in perspective because it really laid me low.
Yeah, of course. Now, there was on a radio show, I think it was yesterday, where you can call Healthy Habits in Phoenix, Arizona, and the man wrote the book on Lyme disease, The Natural Approach. I don't know the exact name of the book, but he was swearing that it can be cured.
Yeah, it's just a very long, slow, hard slog.
Well, I know that. I had a client that had that. I still have her. Yeah, I know that, and there's a lot to it. It's not just Lyme disease, you know. There's a lot to
right.
it. All right. So spiritually speaking, or how can you circumvent that? I'm sure you're taking some medication.
I'm taking a boatload of herbs and supplements and antibiotic and Rife Machine and colloidal silver and...
I know where you're coming from, the colloidal silver. No, I know where you're coming from. You're picking the strong herbs.
Right.
All right. So what is the question? Will this somehow dissipate, or how do we deal with it in a product? I'm going to go back to humor. It feels as if, yes, I'm picking up, it's a slow process. Why you were given it? I've always noticed people with a couple of Scorpio signs have to go through transformation, and I hate to say it, they do go through some form of intense pain. It's in the long run, it certainly creates much more wisdom of life, and, of course, it creates much more transformation. So I'm going to go back to humor, which is very... You're taking everything I'm picking up as you're talking, if it's possible to take. Maybe if you want to just read his book or just ask what the name of the book is, if you could scan through it in the introduction on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have nothing to lose.
Right. And who is that by?
I wish I could tell you, but the name of the store is Healthy Habits in Phoenix.
Okay.
And they have a radio show on every day. It's 1100 a.m. Phoenix. It's on from 9 to 10 a.m. And yesterday there was a doctor on who he wrote the book on Lyme disease, said that he's seen, look, everybody can tell you something. You're going to have to do your own detective work, you know?
Right.
But I would call them up and ask them who was that speaker, you know, who wrote the book on Lyme disease. I believe it was yesterday.
Okay. Great.
You have nothing to lose.
Right.
And I'm sure you're learning also a lot through this. Maybe you want to write about your experiences.
I don't know if I have it in me.
All right. Well, something creative would also help, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's painting or take a brush, red or blue or anything that is creative, because it's freeing up the mind.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's freeing. You're not thinking. You're feeling. And we want to kind of like stir up your feelings. They're too intense right now. And I understand why, you know. But we just want to free it up a little. We want to use a spatula and put all those feelings in a pot and just move them around, so at least they can move like the river, the ripples of the water. We want them to move more. And really, anything in the arts, anything that interests you, and you would be good at it because you have that intensity, would be great.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Oh, don't mention. If you need any other help, 718-637-3203. and I love helping people.
Great. Thanks so much. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Ms. Claire. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And caller, if you could hold the line for just a minute, if I could speak to you in the screen room, that would be awesome if you have the time. We'll go to our next caller, though. Let's go to area code 678 here. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Franklin. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, great city.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
okay.
What's your first name? I didn't hear you.
Sierra Mountains. Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And Miss Sierra, what's your birthday? I want to connect to you, Miss
Sierra.
1/11/92. Got it. How can I help you?
Well, I don't know if you can pick up on anything with this situation. I'm in nursing school, and
Okay.
And I was just wondering, like with one of my classes, I was just wondering if my appeal would be granted for my grade.
All right, so you're wondering, I'm sorry, about your grade? Your voice is a little shaky.
Yeah.
If you're going to pass it, you mean?
Well, you have to have, like, I'm 0.3, like not even a half a point away from being at the mark I need to be at, but I'm trying to appeal it with the dean, so. I don't know.
All right, wait a second. Your voice sounds like you're not too confident for me. All right, you talked to the dean, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I had put in an appeal for my grade, and I was just trying to grant me
an
appeal.
Yeah, I got it. Okie dokie. All right, so you're 1/11/92. You go to 92, 1/11/92. Here you go. Well, I see. Oh, got it. Yeah, all right. Fear is popping up with you, right? Fear?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then security with the moon in Aries. All right. I know you're Capricorn, but you got that. Right. So the question is, I would think, that what is the likelihood that the appeal would be overturned? Not overturned, would be, that the decision with the appeal would be overturned, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you got Mars in Capricorn as well as Sun in Capricorn, and you got Mercury in Capricorn. Wow, you got three Capricorns. All about you is climbing the ladder. You don't like to, you know, feel as if you're not going anywhere. So your question makes a lot of sense. And you got Venus in Sag, which is all about, well, I would say philosophy. And you'd make a great, all right, let me just see here. And you got Jupiter. You have a real nice grounded birthday. Let me just see. I'm just shuffling the tarot cards. There's no, I don't have any type of spread. I'm just picking up energy. And here we go. You put a lot of work into this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there's a mistrust popping up, and here you go back and forth with this thing. Hold on here. Or how long has this been going back and forth?
Well, really since, like, probably this week, because we just took our final and then trying to get in the grade that we have for our paper from our clinical instructor. So it's just kind of been, you know,
okay.
A mess.
Got it. Well, you have this back and forth, and you have a mistrust. I think that's where your emotion is right now, you know? All right, so let me just see where is this leading to? Where is this leading to for Sierra? Where is this leading to? And you got Jupiter in Virgo, so you like everything in order.
Mm-hmm.
So this probably is driving you nuts.
It really is.
Yeah. All right, here's the unknown again. You got a lot of unknowns with this. When will you know? Don't tell me anything else. I'm just curious. When do you know when you're gonna know?
I don't.
You don't know.
I just tried to pay the grade today. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, you see, that's why we're getting all this mistrust cards, and we have separation. So you don't know what. And then you got the Four of Pentacles. You got the worry. But then after that, you do have the Ace. Let me see, which is very nice. Is there two people that are going to be in charge of this?
Well, they're you said that's going to be there's with the appeal. There's some other people with their grades also that are kind of in the same boat with me.
Okay, so because there's a few people here. All right. Well, actually, it looks, you know, we definitely see the worry. We see the mistrust. We see the unknown. You know, your sign needs to see something to believe it. You're not going to live in la-la land too long. You know, you need to see it. See it, see. You got all Capricorn signs with the Virgos. They're all about Earth, you know, visible. You got to have it in your hand. Otherwise, you're going to mistrust over time. But it, actually, you do have this Ace of Pentacles, which I find interesting for you. So that, to me, is hopeful.
Okay.
Well, I would say it looks hopeful. There's other people after that. So I don't know how they're going to make this decision, if it's going to be a collective decision. You know, each person, I don't know how what they're doing here. But you do have the Ace of Pentacles.
Hmm.
So to me, that's encouraging for you.
Okay.
And I understand totally why you're asking it. Well, again, you got all Capricorn. You need to go up the ladder. You need to feel the order of it. You got Saturn in Aquarius, so you're all about humanitarianism and probably sacrifice. Probably you've sacrificed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't like to sacrifice. But I think you know what the word means, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the humanitarian side of you. So to answer you, it looks encouraging. Just looks encouraging. I just have these other people here, so I don't know how they're going to – I have no clue how they're going to do this. But
okay.
it does look encouraging.
Okay. And I'm hoping, since, you know, the others are having the same issue, because, I mean, it's like, we are, like, you know, one girl, all we needed was a 70, well, she has a 75.8, and all you need is a 76, and here it is, we're not, you know, right there, and we're like, we don't want to have to retake a course and go through the whole process again, but we'll see.
Well, you're a fighter anyway, you know, you have very strong energy, I'm picking up. You know, it's not going to be, you'll still fight for it. You know, you'll still fight for it. But it does look encouraging. It does look encouraging.
Okay.
But there's these other people at the end, so maybe they have to make a decision with the other people. I don't know how they're going to do it. But I would say be positive. You're going to get it. There's no question about it, whether this time or another. You're going to get it. That's your journey. I think everybody has a journey. And everybody has a gift, and your gift is to serve mankind, you know, help. That's part of who you are. And just, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ego is not like big, it's not expanded. You know, it's there, but it doesn't take power. You're not in that power position with ego. A lot of people, they abuse their ego for power. You know, we're all powerful people. Nobody's more powerful than anybody else in God's world. So I think you're going to serve mankind a lot. I think you're even going to keep going up the ladder. Let's say you got it tomorrow. I think you're going to keep climbing the ladder for other positions, you know, related to it.
I sure hope so, because I'm especially getting worn thin with the job I'm doing at the hospital now, but it's so hard to kind of, like, you know, move around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's in you. It's in you to climb, you know. So that will give you maybe challenges, but it is in you to climb. So you will have challenges to climb. You're not going to ever stay in one position. I doubt that very, very much. Seriously.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And use affirmations if you want to, Sierra, you know. You know, I trust the unknown. I don't know how you want to work it, but... You know, that I know whatever will be given to me is in God's hands, and I will follow through with whatever, you know, comes my way. Anything with positive energy.
I agree. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Miss Sierra.
Okay. thanks for your call there. And Carol, how can folks reach you? What's the best ways?
Well, they can certainly call me, 718-637-3203. I have a website, The Awakening of Friendship. I think those two are the best. Or, let's give a third one, Gmail. That's probably good. I would say the phone number and then the Gmail is intuitivecarol, C-A-R-O-L, no E, intuitivecarol@gmail.com.
Okay, very good. We have a lot of that listed on the show page and to reach Carol. And let's take one more call. We got about 5 minutes. Okay. And at the top of the next hour for the listeners, Lisa Zayas, psychic medium, will be here. So stay with us, everybody. 630, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Hello?
Are you there? 630-805, you're up next. Can we get your first name?
Hi, it's Amber.
Amber. Okay, Miss Amber. What's your birthday?
2586.
8586.
2586.
I'm sorry, say that again.
2586.
Got it. How can I help you?
I have a question that's loaded with, like, kind of three parts. I'm trying to figure out the best move or the first move I should take in life right now. My husband and I are considering moving out of the state. I'm also about to go back to school to study medical assisting, and we're trying to start a family. And we're trying to figure out what are we supposed to be doing right now and what are we supposed to be waiting for.
Got it. All right, so the first one is a move. The second one, family. Well, that was the third. What was the last one, Amber?
My job change. I'm trying to go back to school to become a medical assistant.
You're trying to go back to school. So you're not in the school
yet,
correct?
No, not yet.
Okay. Did you call once before?
In the past, I have.
Sounds familiar. All right. So what I'm going to do, because we don't have too much time, is I'm going to take out a few cards in each one to see which one resonates the strongest, you know, the higher vibration. One definite thing with you, above everything, you've got so much Aquarius in you, is you're all about helping, serving humanity, mankind. That's very, very, very important for you, you know?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
part of your journey. It's going to hit you like whatever you want to call, like a rock, what you got, and the Mars and Saturn. Okay, hold on here. And then you got the move. No, okay, hold on. This, I mean, I'm picking up the job.
You are?
Yeah, because, hold on, let me see. I know we only have a few minutes here. The clock is ticking. All right, let me see. You got the Two of Pentacles. Have you been thinking about this a long time?
I have over years of considering it, but I haven't really put enough thought into it, and I finally am.
Got it, because we have the Two of Pentacles as a juggler. You know, they go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Yes, I've been going back and forth between that and teaching.
Yeah, okay, okay. Well, they both serve mankind, but for whatever reason, I'm picking up more the medical.
Yeah, because you need a degree to get a teaching, to do teaching, and I'm kind of scared about going for a degree. And medical assisting, you don't need a degree for. So it would be easier for me.
I connect more with the medical assistant anyway. Because, see, all of your stuff, your birthday, doesn't like to feel too enclosed.
Mm-mm.
And teachers sometimes, and certainly I respect teachers, but they can feel boxed in a system where they have to follow the, quote, the rules and the regulations of the administration, you know? So I think, because I'm picking up medical assistant, and I think with your energy, you're probably going to go up the ladder.
Oh,
so
awesome.
You'll start with it, and you'll go up the ladder. Because you're also, again, you're a free spirit, so you need movement.
Yes, yes. progress.
I'm not surprised you said about traveling, because you got a Sag and they love to travel and philosophy and spirituality and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I think I'm picking up with you more of the medical assistant, because I think you would, I don't know, I'm just picking up your heart would feel good with it. You know what I'm saying? Your heart.
Your heart would embrace more.
And I can definitely feel as if you would go up the ladder, because you get bored easily.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm not saying that's bad. That's great, because it's a constant mental stimulation. So you
mm-hmm.
need to be in a position where there's also opportunity, you know, to go up the
yes.
ladder.
Yes.
With freedom as your fuel, we'll say, because freedom is a fuel. It
yeah,
allows more
yeah exactly.
Right? You know?
Exactly.
So I would say if you can, I would think about it, look at a candle, I don't know, look at the tree, whatever you want to look at, in a quiet space, you know?
Okay.
And if you get any voice, you sound very sweet, you know, any voice within at the same time, but I would say I feel more and more that. You got also that Aquarius in you, which he kicks into your opposite stellium, so Leo, you also need to feel recognized in whatever you do.
Yes, yes.
Appreciated.
Yes.
So I would say when you go after that, after you get your degree, make sure, nothing in life is, you know, but as long as you feel that where you're working, that you'll feel appreciated, number one, and that you'll feel as if you will go up the ladder.
And will there be a move in between all that, or before that, or after that?
Before, I'm picking, un momento, let's see what we got here, Ms. Amber.
Okay.
See, I think you should go one step at a time, but I'll certainly ask about a move, okay?
Okay, I want to know, like, what's coming first and what should I be waiting for?
No, the medical assistant is first.
Okay.
Studies for that is definitely first, because it's going to ground you.
Okay.
If you chose to move, hold on. Let me just see what move means here. We're going to see if we can catch the symbols, you know, because the cards to me are simply symbols. They tell a story of life, how to pursue. You have a nice marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You have Ten
yes.
of Pentacles. You have a very nice marriage. You got the Ace of Cups. You have very much in love. You got justice, fairness, very nice. But then that streak and Two of Swords at the end. So there's too much juggling. No, do the studies first and then travel afterwards.
Okay.
We got to go. But you can contact Carol. Her number is 718-637-3203. 718-637-3203. It's all here on the show page. Thanks for your call. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Carol, enjoy the show. It's you're a lot of fun, so it's great to have you for the full hour.
Thanks, Mike. I love doing it. Thank you.
All right. And a lot of fun. I enjoy your little sayings. I picked up on a lot of that. So when we have so many people, it's hard to people get a word in edgewise. So I can see the difference. So anyway, you know what I mean. Okay. Well, we'll see you next week, Carol.
Okay. Am I coming back next week? Or is Bob?
Yeah. No, I'm going to have you next week, too. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Signing off, everybody.
Great.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, listeners. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Carol. Isn't she wonderful? I enjoyed that. Coming up next, Lisa Zayas will be here, our final show of the day. Everybody, redial it. Redial your phone one more time, okay? Get those phones to work out. I do apologize for you guys having to redial, but the reason I do it so each show is separate to themselves, so this way if you ran say 3 hours together, then someone's going to be, one of the guests is going to be guest two and then three, and they're kind of sandwiched in there and only the first guest really shows up. Anyway, I digress. Redial, we'll see you in a minute.